This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, the National Corn Growers Association has announced the winners of its 2017 yield contest, and this year, five national entries surpassed the 400 bushels per acre mark. In its 53rd year, the contest is the most popular program among association members, and it's allowed growers to not only compete with their peers, but also learn new things to take back to their farms. I talked with Director of Stewardship and Sustainability for the association, Rachel Orff, about the success of the program and what farmers had winning yields both nationally and in Illinois.
It started back in 1965 with 20 entrants in four states, and it has grown to having entrants in 46 states with over between 7 and 8,000 entries each year.
Well, that is really impressive. Those are some big numbers of participants, and I assume any farmer that wants to get involved, as long as they're a member, they can compete in the contest?
That's correct. They just have to be a member of National Corn Growers Association. And if there's a state association and they're a member, they're automatically a member of National Corn Growers. So anyone can sign up. If you're looking for towards next year, you'll be able to find information about the corn yield contest on our website. And look for the entry of beginning of May of 2018.
All right. Well, sounds easy enough. And I want to talk about kind of some of the results that were released. I guess maybe we can start with some of those national winners or national top yields. Rachel, do you have any of those numbers you can share with us?
I do, and we have an exciting record breaker this year in the no-till, strip-till irrigated class from David Hula. He is from Charles City, Virginia, and he had a yield of 542 plus bushels per an acre. He has held multiple records in the contest, and this is by far the biggest that we've seen. And then to follow that, his son, Craig Hula, had a yield of 529 bushels per an acre, and his brother, Johnny Hula, had a yield of 504 bushels per an acre. And all three of those were in the no-till, strip-till, irrigated class.
Wow, well, some outstanding numbers.
Yes, very impressive. We also, this year, you know, you don't see a yield in the below 322 bushels per acre in the national ranking. So impressive how the yields have increased over the last, I guess, 5 years since I've been here. It's impressive what technology has done to help these farmers out.
That is, it's amazing, and to hear those numbers, because when we see reports from the USDA or even at home in Illinois, in our home counties, if we take yield surveys, that's way above the averages that we have. So it would be interesting to talk to those guys and see what they're doing. I know that there are probably some rules for the contest that growers have to follow. I don't know if you can tell us any of those right now, but are there certain guidelines and stuff they have to follow as far as planting date, types of fertilizer, seed, or is that up to the discretion of the farmer, or are those rules outlined somewhere?
So the seed and the chemicals and nutrients and planting dates are up to the farmers to decide on. So the entry opens beginning of May and runs through the end of July. And so they have to get their entry in. They do have to specify what class they're going to enter, and that depends on what their tillage practice is and if they're irrigated or dry land. And then the plot has to be at least a minimum of 10 acres with one continuous hybrid across those acres.
Okay, well, sounds like easy enough rules to follow. And so you mentioned a few of the national high yields. Do you have any more national winners, or would you like to move maybe into the state, Illinois specifically? I'll leave that up to you.
Well, let's move into the state of Illinois. So we have in the Class B AA non-irrigated, we have first place in Illinois is James Cecil with a yield of 334 bushels per acre. First place in Class D, AA no-till, short-till, non-irrigated. We have Grant Strome with a yield of 319 bushels per acre. In Class E, no-till, strip-till, irrigated class. First place, we had Dan Lucas with a yield of 327 bushels per acre. And in the irrigated class in Illinois, in first place, we had Philip Friedrich with 320 bushels per acre.
So, again, some outstanding yields and numbers that you just listed off for the state of Illinois.
Yes, they are impressive yields. And I know the Midwest kind of went through a really wet spring. Some places went through a really dry summer. So these growers, just happened to be in that sweet spot this year. So they are impressive yields.
Rachel Orff, Director of Stewardship and Sustainability for the National Corn Growers Association. And we'll have more ag news in just a moment. With it being only 3 days away from Christmas, it seems appropriate that we fit Christmas trees into our farm news this afternoon. Christmas tree farming is similar to other types of ag in many ways. Tree farming has seen ups and downs in production levels and prices, and there are currently at least a few tree farms in every state. Many are small, choose-and-cut farms, and they're mostly run by families. However, Doug Hundley, seasonal spokesperson for the National Christmas Tree Association, says although they're similar to other types of agriculture in many ways, the tree's growing cycle is completely different from traditional commodities.
When we plant a field of trees, when we add a block of trees, we are not going to cut that field clear for 10 years. We probably don't sell a single tree from that block for 6 or 7 years. So it is a tremendously long rotation. It's why we really never know when we're planting trees what the demand will be 8, 9 years later.
Oregon, North Carolina, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania are the top 5 producers of Christmas trees, with Oregon and North Carolina producing 50% of the trees sold every year. To ensure enough demand, Christmas tree farmers have to stagger their planting because of the long growing cycle.
People will plant a certain number of trees, and after they get to that 7 or 8 year point where they're starting to harvest, they will have continued to plant so many a year, and they will then continue to plant so many a year so that there is a regular harvest.
And Doug says while Christmas trees might look the same, there are a dozen different types grown throughout the country.
Out west, the noble fir is actually a native fir there. They collect seed out of the natural stands, and that's how they produce those. There are several firs in the western mountains. In the east, there is the Fraser fir, which is a native fir in northwestern North Carolina and southwest Virginia that we collect the seed from. And then up in the northeast is the balsam fir, which comes off of the Appalachians in the northern area. And we really tend to grow the trees where they naturally reside.
Doug also says Christmas tree farmers are similar to other ag groups because they've recently registered their own checkoff system with the U.S. Department of Agriculture. They're conducting a campaign on social media platforms to promote Christmas tree sales with the campaign titled, It's Christmas, Keep It Real. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.